Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In Islamic law, we have the law of qisas. According to this law, the murderer shall be punished because of his crime, and he can even be killed because of this crime. However, in our jurisprudence, there is an exception to this, which is written in various books of fiqh, and it's also followed. And it says that if a Muslim kills a non-Muslim, he shall not be killed in qisas of a non-Muslim. Now, this is a very, very important directive of Islam, and it needs to be studied in its proper context. First and foremost, it needs to be appreciated that the words which are used in this directive and which primarily is mentioned in a hadith, the words are La yuqtalu muslimun bi kafir, which says that no Muslim will be killed in the qisas of a non-Muslim. First of all, it needs to be considered that the word used here is kafir. So the word used here is kafir, and in another hadith which specifies the words of this hadith, the words used actually is mushrik. So please keep this in mind that these narratives actually have the word kafir or mushrik written in them. And it needs to be appreciated that not every non-Muslim can be regarded as a kafir. A kafir is a person who deliberately denies the truth. He knows what the truth is and he still denies the truth. And therefore, in lieu of that punishment or in lieu of that denial, he is called a kafir. Now, it needs to be understood that this particular narrative or this particular hadith has a specific background, and it needs to be studied in that background. In the times of the Prophet Muhammad, the Almighty punished the people who had deliberately denied the truth in various categories. People who adhered to shirk or polytheism, they were to be killed after a certain period of time once the truth had become evident to them. Similarly, other people who basically subscribed to monotheism, like the people of the book, though they were not meant to be killed, but they had to come into subjugation of the Muslims. So there is a particular law, or the law of the Risala, which comes into being in the times of the messengers of God in particular, and the last time that it came into being was in the times of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in his times, the Almighty punished people who had actually deliberately denied the truth, and this punishment actually took various forms. Indeed, about such people who deliberately deny the truth, the word kafir is used. So it has to be understood that a person becomes a kafir after he intentionally denies the truth. Now, since this is a matter which relates to one's intentions, this can only be discovered or divulged by the Almighty. So even in those times, it was the Almighty who, through his revelations, revealed to the Prophet Muhammad who amongst his followers or addressees had become the kafirs by deliberately denying the truth, and therefore they deserved a certain form of punishment. And this particular narrative also relates to such non-Muslims who had become kafirs. And as I said, for them, the specific law had come into being in the times of the Prophet Muhammad and in the time of other messengers of God. And as per this law, they had to be punished. Indeed, about such people it is said that if a Muslim kills such non-Muslim, such a kafir, only and only then he shall not be killed in qisas. So this hadith does not have a general application. It does not relate to non-Muslims about whom we cannot ascertain whether they are kafirs or not. And as I said in a number of my other lectures, that we cannot ascertain a non-Muslim's intentions. We have no knowledge of that. It was only the Almighty who informed us about the intentions and who could tell us whether a non-Muslim is a kafir or not. After the seizure of revelations, we are in no position to discover or to know or to be informed in any manner whether a non-Muslim is a kafir or not. So therefore, this narrative does not apply to any non-Muslims of today. We cannot say that today if a Muslim kills a non-Muslim, then he shall not be killed in qisas. He can be killed in qisas of a non-Muslim also, because as I said, that this narrative relates specifically to people who had become kafirs, and in those two, the word used here is mushrik. As I said, that this narrative is specified by another narrative which says that the word kafir here is qualified by the word mushrik, and of course it means the mushrikeen or the idolaters of the times of the Prophet Muhammad, who had deliberately denied the truth and as such had become worthy of death. So indeed, about those people it is said that if a Muslim kills such non-Muslims, such mushriks or such idolaters who in the times of the Prophet Muhammad had intentionally denied the truth and they were following their polytheism in spite of the fact that they were convinced against it, only in matters of such mushriks, such idolaters, if they are killed, then a Muslim shall not be killed in qisas of them. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وللسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.